Hello Audio Boo, it's Matt aka Sonic Maverick here on Audio Boo and also on Twitter. And we're on day... Crikey, I don't even know what day we're on.
I don't want to count the days, we've been here far too long.
We've now finished book one and book two. We're just about to start on book three. It's been a bit of a journey, hasn't it, Justin?
It's been riveting, it's been fun, it's been really hard work. We've put in... I don't think I've ever done longer hours. We've done very long hours, and it's just been... But I don't regret any of it.
Have you enjoyed it?
I've loved it. I mean, yes, there have been times when I've been exhausted and I've had to just stop for the day, but I wouldn't have changed that for anything. I've really enjoyed this process, and I'm still enjoying it.
So characters in book one that came up, you obviously had old characters, old loved characters like Peeves.
I know, it's great.
Filch and so on.
You know, I've read all the books. I'm a big fan of the Harry Potter series. And for me, to be able to characterise these figures that appear in this brilliant series has been just enormous fun. But at the same time, I've got to do lots of new characters. And I've loved that too. Developing voices for people that the listeners haven't yet got to know, or they've maybe got imaginations of how it's going to be, but... Actually creating those voices for the audiobooks has been an amazing experience. And
A difficult one, though, as well.
It's very difficult.
Madame Delacroix, for example.
Madame Delacroix, it took a lot of work, let's put it that way, as you know well. And obviously there's a sample already on Audio Boo that you've put up, and I hope people like it. So far the criticism's been really good. But yeah, it's just an amazing experience trying to do these things.
And so, obviously, Curse of the Gatekeeper was sort of a follow-on from book one. The start of the plot sort of occurs in book one and moves on through book two, and we start to see more of Petra Morgenstern and some of the other new characters really beginning to be developed there by George Lippert. And then moving into book three, now that's a bit of a concern as a book for you. Why is that?
Well, book three... moves us over to America. And while we've still got James and his best buddy Ralph, or one of his best buddy Ralph, both best buddies Ralph, and obviously his friend Zane is there, but they're now in America for the year on an exchange trip. And obviously I'm presented by a panoply of American accents now that is going to tax me to the limit, let's put it this way. And I'm sure there's going to be criticism of some of the voices. I'm going to do my very best, though, to be as realistic as possible. That's all I can do.
And I think, you know, bearing in mind that the core characters are still Brits, even though the characters in book three are, there's a lot more Americans, there's still more periphery to the story as a whole, aren't they? So it's not so much... that everything has to change. It's still following the core characters.
This is still the story of James Potter. So it's still from his perspective. Hmm. I think pretty much everything is from his perspective. So it's still very appropriate, I would say, that apart from the fact that I've started the series, I think it's appropriate that any narrator that deals with a topic deals with the accent of that character, and this is an English character. But it puts me into an American context, which is stretching me to my limit. But it's going to be fun. I think people are going to love it. Even if people don't like some of the things I do, or if I make a fluff here or there with one accent for a bit, I'm sure I'll get it right most of the time. And I just hope, even if that is a problem for some, the majority are just going to be able to ignore that and love the story. Because these stories are worth it.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't for that.
Excellent. Well, and of course, then we go on to book four, which is obviously back at Hogwarts. And we won't say any more about that because we don't want to have any spoilers. And then, of course, George is busily penning book five and moving onwards. And we're really looking forward to having that as well. So we'll leave it there. And we'll be sending up some more audio boos as and when. There'll be some more audio samples coming, of course. And then we're going to be busy editing the first three books very soon.
This is where you get even busier.
Yeah, oh God, this is the hard bit for me. Because we've got to get book one ready for the 28th of June, of course, which is what we've told everybody. So we're all looking forward to that. And
we'll do it. Good luck.
Excellent. Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.